This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2011, the anniversary edition on the NBC Radio Network. This is issue number 313. If you'd like to write to us, the new address for the DX Audio Service is Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. Email for general inquiries is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. My email address is dxas@nrcdxas.org. Please change your address book to reflect these changes. A yearly cassette subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or you can log on to our web server at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. Subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without any assistance. Well, time now to turn it over to our studios in Los Angeles, California. Here's Dave Alpert with the AM Switch.
Dave Alpert with the anniversary edition of the AM Switch on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Let's start with AM Switch number 7819 and call letter changes. 1070 WIWS in Beckley, West Virginia becomes WBKW. 1190 WBIS Annapolis, Maryland switches to WCRW. 1290, the new station in Santa Clara, Utah, starts life as KNFC. Construction permits on the air, 1040 WZNA, Moca, Puerto Rico. Their CP for U4, 9 kilowatts day, 250 watts night, now on the air. 1490 KGFR, Maelstrom, Montana, now on the air with U1, 1,000 watts day, 580 night, from Maelstrom Air Force Base. If this sounds familiar, we reported on it on our last issue, but Maelstrom is at Great Falls, Montana, so it's a minor correction. Actions, 1460, the new station at Shawano, Wisconsin, had their construction permit granted for U4, 1,000 watts day, 620 watts night, sharing the two towers of co-owned WTCH 960. Both patterns are elliptical, headed to the northeast. And the new 1550 in Golden, Colorado, their CP for U2, 5,000 watts day, 250 night from two towers, is putting out watts. The array will consist of an existing 105-foot tower with an additional folded unipole added. The night pattern will be kidney-shaped with lobes headed north-northeast and south-southwest with a null to the east-southeast. Applications, 610 WLVE, Winchester, Virginia, applies for U2, 380 watts day, 500 at night, and 1560 KGOW, Bel Air, Texas, applies for U4, 43 kilowatts day, 15 kW night. Application reinstated for the new station on 1550 in Midland, Texas. They had their application for U4 50,000 watts day, 300 watts at night, put back into the process. Dismissals and deletions, 1050 KLOH, Pipestone, Minnesota, which is northeast of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Their application for U4, 9,380 watts day, 410 at night, has been dismissed. So KLOH remains U4, 9,380 day, 432 night. The new station on 1180 in Jacksonville, Oregon, made some changes, having initially applied for U2, 50,000 watts day, 4,900 night. The applicant for this new station then applied for U2, 50,000 watts day, 1,300 night. So the FCC deleted the initial application. 1250 WLRT, Nicholsville, Kentucky. Their construction permit for U1, 700 watts day, 45 watts night, denied. WLRT remains U1, 500 watts day, 59 watts at night. 1460 KRBZ, Missouri City, Texas. Their application for U5, 10,000 watts day, 112 at night, also dismissed. So KBRZ remains U1, 5,000 watts day, 125 at night. AM on FM, 1380 WMJR, Nicholsville, Kentucky, now being enjoyed on W235 AK, 94.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. 1460 KKOY, Chanute, Kansas, is now heard on K247 AT, 97.3 in Chanute. And 1590 KLRK, Mexia, Texas, being translated on K221 FI 92.1 in Mexia. More on KLRK coming up. Now, let's turn our attention to AM Switch Volume 77, Issue 21, starting off with call letter changes. 960 WERC in Birmingham, Alabama, drops their longtime heritage call for WVVB, and 1420 WVNG Toccoa, Georgia, becomes the new WLET. CP's on the air, 720 WWWJ, Portsmouth, Virginia. They had their construction permit to move to Portsmouth with U4, 2200 watts day, 1400 night, from Galax, Virginia, on 1360 kilohertz. The 720 operation is now on the air. And 1320 WJAS, Pittsburgh, their CP for U4, 7000 watts day, 3300 at night, is on. FCC Actions 1010 KIQI San Francisco had their CP granted for U4 35 kilowatts day, 15 kW night. The two patterns are unchanged in a balloon shape and directional south-southwest, but understandably larger with the higher power. 1030 WGYV Aurora, Indiana, their CP was granted for D3, 250 watts daytime only, moving here from Greenville, Alabama. That's a 507-mile move, so we have to check into this and report back. The new station on 1180 Jacksonville, Oregon, had their CP granted for U2, 50,000 watts day, 1300 night, with three towers down by Talent, Oregon. Their night pattern is a circular lobe headed to the west. The new 1340 station in Bethel Heights, Arkansas, was granted their construction permit for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. And the new 1520 station in Fultondale, Alabama, their CP was granted for U4, 6 kW day, 250 watts night, from six towers, using all six day and night. The day pattern sends a major lobe to the south-southwest with minor lobes to the north-northeast and east-southeast. The night pattern is basically due south. We have one construction permit amendment to report, 1340 KVGC, Jackson, California. The station, not yet on the air, has a CP for U1, 270 watts daytime, a kilowatt at night. They had an application for U1, 440 watts day, 210 night. But this amendment requests U1, 440 watts day, 250 at night. Applications, 1370 WHYP, Corey, Pennsylvania. This deleted station is now filing for renewal of license and thus reinstatement. Lesson on this one is don't let your license lapse. Application amendment for 1540 WGRK, Greensburg, Kentucky. They were licensed for D1, 1,000 watts daytime, critical hours 500 watts, and WGRK applied to move to Jeffersontown, Kentucky on 1,200 kilohertz with D1, 2,500 watts day, a 63-mile move north. This amendment requests D1, 5,000 watts day at Jeffersontown on 1,200. By the way, Jeffersontown is southeast of Louisville, Kentucky. Dismissals and deletions. 610 WIP, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, had the CP application to change their antenna designation from U3 to U4. However, the FCC said whip it, and WIP remains U3, 5,000 watts day and night. 1360 WMOB, Mobile, Alabama, their application for U4, 9 kilowatts day, 200 watts night, shot down, so WMOB remains U4, 5,000 watts day, 212 watts night. 1400 KRVZ, Springerville, Arizona, had an application for U1, 10,000 watts day, 22 watts at night, moving to 1370. That has been denied, so KRVZ remains U1, 1,000 watts day and night. And 1590, WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina, had an application to move to Whitney, Nevada, with D3, 14,000 watts day only. That application has been denied. That would have been a nearly 1,900-mile trek to the west, so it's not unexpected that the FCC shot that application down. AM on FM 680, WCNN, North Atlanta, Georgia, now heard on translator, W229AG, 93.7, Atlanta. 1060, WGGQ, Newport, Tennessee, is now on W222AN, 92.3, Newport. 1150 KCKK, Littleton, Colorado, on K229BS, 93.7, Lakewood. 1380 WLRM, Millington, Tennessee, heard on W288BJ, 105.5 in Millington. And 1540 WMYJ, Martinsville, Indiana, is heard on W231BT, 94.7 in Martinsville. Our third installment of AM Switch is Volume 78, Issue 22, and it starts out with call interchanges. 680 WDRD in Newburgh, Kentucky, flips to WHBE. 1240 KMZK out of Billings, Montana, picks up KJCR. 1550 WDZK, Bloomfield, Connecticut, is now WSDK. And 1590 KCNN, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, is now KGFK. I look for the KCNN call to be picked up soon by someone. CP's on the air, 860 WTZX, Sparta, Tennessee. Their CP granted for U1, 950 watts day, 10 at night, as they move to the WSMT 1050 tower using a three-wire folded unipole skirt feed system. And 1440 WDZQ, Cochran, Georgia, their construction permit for U1, 940 watts day, 48 night, is on the air as they reduce their antenna from 310 feet to 190 feet. Construction Permit Amendments, 630 WREY, St. Paul, Minnesota, the old KDWB-63 that was licensed for U4, 1,000 watts day, 2,500 night. WREY has a CP for U4, 2,300 watts, 24 hours a day. They then applied for U4, 1,000 watts day, 2,500 night. But now this amendment requests U4, 1,000 watts day, 2,300 at night. So we're playing musical powers up in Durenberger country. Who knows what they'll end up getting. 1250 WKDL Warrenton, Virginia was licensed for U4, 5,000 watts day, 32 watts night. WKDL has a CP for U4, 7,900 watts day, 125 at night. But this recent WKDL amendment requests U4, 3,000 watts day, 125 night. 1450 WLAY, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, has petitioned the FCC for an extension of their STA to operate U1, 1,000 watts, day and night from their STL tower, while they continue to look for a suitable replacement for their former real tower. Applications, 1230 KBNH, Burns, Oregon, applies to move to 1210 with U4, 12 kilowatts day, 600 watts night. 1260 WWRC, Washington, D.C., the old WWDC, applies for U4, 20,000 watts day, 5,000 night. By the way, the call WWRC was on 980 and was the former WRC owned by NBC when John Bowker worked for RCA. 1460 KBRZ, Missouri City, Texas, applies for U5, 10,000 watts day, 125 watts night. Application for reconsideration from 790 KBRV, Soda Springs, Idaho. They've reapplied again to move to 800 kilohertz, this time with U1, 10,000 watts day, 150 watts night, and 10,000 watts during critical hours. Deletion and dismissal for 1410 KCAL, Redlands, California. They're licensed for U4, 5,000 watts day, 4,000 night. KCAL received a CP for U4, 4,700 watts day, 4,000 night. That applied for U4, 3,000 watts day, 2,200 night, moving to Grand Terrace, California. The CP has been canceled, leaving the application on the books for U4, 4,700 watts day, 4,000 watts night. AM on FM, 750 WPDX, Clarksburg, West Virginia. Now on full power, WPDX FM, 104.9 Clarksburg. 1190 KEX, Portland, Oregon, is heard on translator K272EL, 102.3 Portland. 1330 WNIX, Greenville, Mississippi, heard on translator W266BY, 101.1 in Greenville. And 1370 WZTA, Vero Beach, Florida, is heard on translator W300BQ, 107.9 in Vero Beach. And we have one more switch, AM Switch Volume 78, Issue 23, issued March 6th of 2011. Starting with call letter changes, and we have two to report. 1130 WFXH Hilton Head, South Carolina, becomes WHHW. And 1260 KWEI Weiser, Idaho, is now KTRP. CP's on the air, 1340 KVGC, Jackson, California. This new station is now on the air with U1, 270 watts during the day, a kilowatt at night. Jackson, California is located on California Highway 49, about 35 miles southwest of Sacramento, which gets them into the capital city. 1450 KOBO, Yuba City, California, is now U1, 160 watts day, 500 watts night. KOBO moved their transmitter to the southwest tower of co-owned KUBA, 1600. Since that KUBA tower is 35 feet taller than KOBO's old structure, a reduction in power is necessary to cover the same area and afford the same protection to co-channel and adjacent channel stations. These actions last June, 540 WXYG in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, was reported to be testing. During that time, CBK 540 in Watrose, Saskatchewan, Canada, which is about 174 miles north of Montana, objected to the critical hours interference. WXYG has reconfigured their phasing, resubmitted the readings, and now has received the FCC's okay. Still pending is the formal agreement from CBK. The new station on 640 in Terre Haute, Indiana, has had their construction permit granted for U2, 250 watts, day and night. The night pattern is a small lobe to the east-northeast. 1080 CKKY Wainwright, Alberta, has been granted to move to 1080. They were on 830 with U2, 10,000 watts day, 9,000 night. 1080 is the old CKSA Lloydminster frequency, vacated several years ago when they migrated to FM. The new CKKY pattern is essentially a lima bean shape, all going north during the day from a two-tower array, and at night they kick in another tower and get a real sharp cardioid to the north. If you're south of this station, I don't suspect you'll hear it. 1480 WYZE in Atlanta, Georgia, their CP has been granted for U1, 10,000 watts day, 44 watts night. 1490 KJNT Jackson, Wyoming, a new station, not yet on the air, had a CP for 420 watts day, a kilowatt at night, then applied for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. The FCC has granted their wish, and the change has been approved. 1570 WNKX Centerville, Tennessee, is licensed for U1, 5 kilowatts day, 77 watts night. WNKX then applied to move to Lobelville with U1, 1,000 watts day, 66 at night. Now, they're silent, pending the completion of the move, including installation of a new transmitter and antenna facility. The new 1590 station in Big Rapids, Michigan, has been granted a CP for U4, 1,000 watts day, 920 watts night, from three towers used all hours. The patterns are identical, except for a slight difference in size. They're basically a large circle based at Big Rapids, headed north-northwest with small lobes to the southeast, south-southeast, and southwest. Big Rapids is about 50 miles north of Grand Rapids in the west-central part of Michigan. 1590 WLRK, Mexia, Texas. Told you we'd have more on them. They've now been granted their CP for U4, 2,500 watts day, 65 at night, from four new towers. Both patterns consist of major lobes to the east-northeast and south-southwest, with minor lobes to the north and south. Applications, 680 WMFS, Memphis, Tennessee, the old WMPS, has applied for U2, 8,000 watts day, 5,000 night. In addition to the daytime power reduction, WMFS proposes to replace tower number 5 of their array, which has become structurally unsound. Their night pattern blows signal to the southeast. 990 KTMS in Santa Barbara, California, applies for U4, 5 kW day, 125 watts at night. And 1550 WCSJ in Morris, Illinois, applies for D3, 300 watts daytime, moving to Roanoke, Illinois. This is approximately a 50-mile move to the southwest, located about 20 miles east of Peoria. That's nothing compared with a previous application, now dismissed, to move to Amato, Arizona on 670. Application amendment for 1380 WTMC, Wilmington, Delaware. They were licensed for U1, 520 watts day, 14 watts at night. WTMC then applied for U1, 250 watts day, 14 night. Now they're asking the FCC for a mulligan and amending the requests to U1, 250 watts day, 10 watts night. Dismissals and deletions. 790 WNIS, Norfolk, Virginia. They had an application for U4, 5,500 watts day, 5,000 night, but the FCC has dismissed it. WNIS remains U4, 5,000 watts day and night. And 1320 KSDT, Hemet, California, had an application to move to Loma Linda with U4, 250 watts day, 410 at night. That's also been dismissed. KSDT remains in Hemet with U4, 500 watts day, 300 watts night. AM on FM, 1240 WGVA, Geneva, New York, will be heard on W241 AW, 96.1 in Geneva. 1510 WWBC, Cocoa, Florida, now on W264 AS, 100.7 Melbourne. And 1520 WNWT, Rossford, Ohio, will be heard on W281 AL, 104.1 Harborview, Ohio, which is really Toledo, Ohio, north of the railroad yards, just to the northeast of Tony Paco's hot dogs. Reported as silent, WPBC 1310, Decatur, Georgia, KSSR 1340, Santa Rosa, New Mexico, WYKC 1400, Granada, Mississippi, KMBQ 1430, Wasilla, Alaska, KIBL 1490, Beeville, Texas, WTRI 1520, Brunswick, Maryland, was on, then off, then on, and now they're off again, WINT 1560, Melbourne, Florida. That's due to vandalism of its copper wire ground system and transmission lines. Its silent STA application states they anticipate being off for more than a month while they rebuild. And also silent, WIOL 1580 Columbus, Georgia. And a quick reminder that if you know of any stations silent, please let us know on the Musings line. Returning to the airwaves after a state of silence is KGEZ 600 in Kalispell, Montana, with Oldies, and WPDX 750, Clarksburg, West Virginia. A quick hello to DXAS member Bill Swiger down yonder. Here's an AM news flash back around the turn of the century, which seems not that long ago, really. Rogers Communications traded its CJVI 900 Vancouver, British Columbia, for the FM station owned by Commerson College on 103.1, now CHTT-FM. However, citing the high costs of maintaining the two-tower facility located on an island, Commerson indicates it's going all online and only streaming its programming and abandoning the 900 facility altogether. That could happen in as little as 2 years. Whether someone will file to keep the AM alive is yet to be seen. And finally, FCC statistics revealed that between 2000 and 2010, the number of AM stations under their jurisdiction rose from 4,685 to 4,782. That other band, FM, however, gained 5,552 stations for a total of 16,827. Of those, almost 7,000 are in the low power, 250 watts or less category. Our thanks to G. Harley DeLarue, Tim Jasinski, for sending a DX clip from CKGL570 announcing they'll be getting a new transmitter, Pat Martin, Dean McIntyre, Al Tobia, Wayne Heinen, Northwest Broadcasters, and Radio World Online. And that's a monster AM switch for April 2011. Please send us any corrections or information you may hear to the address at the start of the tape. I'm Dave Alpert, and we'll switch you now from our Los Angeles studios to cold and snowy Minneapolis. Here's Mark Durenberger with the band scan.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Nice to hear from you again. Things are good in my little corner of the world. Hope they are wherever you are right now, listening to this series of band scans, our portable ears on the world of AM radio. And we're on a journey, as you know, through several Midwest and Western states with our flagpole antenna. We took a break for the last couple of columns to try our state of the stations ideas, and we're waiting to get your input as to whether we should continue those. When last we chatted about our trip through the western states, we were just passing through Wyoming on the way to Utah. To me, the cool thing about getting away from civilization is that you also free yourself from much of the electrical noise that seems to like to disrupt our efforts at capturing anything but the powerful stations. Well, this month, we open our radios in a really quiet spot, about 20 miles west of the Colorado border in Utah, and in keeping with the goal of recent band scans, we'll share the daytime AM band with, at the end, a few long-distance catches thrown in, just because they're there and we want to brag about them now and then. Since we began at O Dark 30, around 6 a.m., when it was starting to light up farther east, some of these stations will sound a little bit like nighttime signals. But that's really a result of gray line effects, where we'll get a station from the east and interference from stations from the west, which will gradually disappear as the sun moves toward the west. These day stations give you a pretty good sense of what you'd hear out here with a regular omnidirectional antenna. We'll ignore the usual clears. You've heard them a million times. Instead, we'll go for stations that are new IDs for many of us. Some of them will come from California and the Pacific Northwest, but there are a few other surprises as well. Our new format, of course, is to use the loop repeating function of the Perseus software-defined radio, so we can catch stations at about 15 or 10 seconds before the hour, and it'll just keep looping through that time period while we slowly dial across the band. Now, in a previous report from the desert, you heard us catch the 10-watt NOAA station about 110 miles away in Glenwood Canyon on 5:30. We ended that series of reports from the desert around 900, as I recall. So what follows will primarily be above 900. But we did miss a few below that, and so in the interests of completeness, we need to go back for just a few. 550, 740, 820, and I think 860.
Thanks for listening to AM 540 KVK, Delta, Utah.
The best names in talk radio.
So for now, relax and enjoy the ride.
News Talk 1390 KENN Farmington, 740 KDFC Cortez.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Weekday morning at 6 o'clock for Renewing Your Mind, right here on AM 820, The Truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Lifting him up every day on The Truth. We're AM 820, KUTR, Taylorsville, Provo, Salt Lake City, and at TruthNetwork.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew.
Right, yes, choose the right. Choose the right. Utah's big talker.
Right, to the right.
Utah's big talker.
Don Imus.
America's Morning News.
Terry Doyle.
Man Cow.
The Bill Henry Show.
Your home for round-the-clock conservative talk.
I will always have it there 10 hours a day.
It's a right-wing command. 8:60 a.m. Utah's big talker.
I pledge allegiance.
And from there, we deploy the Omni antenna, wiggle the knobs, and make our way up to the far end of the dial, where the wavelengths are shorter and the propagation can be less exciting.
At Alma Temple, the Pillar of Fire Church at 1340 Shrimp Street in downtown Denver. Worship, with the Pillar of Fire.
With a great pioneering history of Christian broadcasting since 1928, the new digital KPOF Denver comes with a vision to serve you and the local Christian community. AM 91 is growing with both analog and HD radio signals.
School, he's still my son, you know, I can't give up.
Give your teen the boost they need to graduate. Call 1-877-4A-KID or join us at boostup.org for tips and advice. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
AM 920 KPEL, News Talk, Sports, Myrtle, Roosevelt, and Duchesne.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Check back often. Inventory changes daily. If you want to save on the lot, log on to saveonthelot.com. Your key to automotive savings.
KIXZ 940 AM Amarillo. Voice of Amarillo.com. There is room here for only 100% Americanism.
Fox News.
Custom made just the way you want it. Build your better breakfast only at Subway.
That's LoveNoni.com, and start feeling better soon.
This ad paid for by independent product consultants of Tahitian Noni International. 800-787-2203.
800-787-2203.
Hi, I'm Father James Kelleher of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, and you're listening to the station that cares about you and your eternal salvation. KFEL 970 AM, Pueblo and Colorado Springs.
Why not visit our website at www.todayskey.net?
The official home of Fox News. News Radio 980 KFEL Glenwood Springs.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel.
940 Amarillo and 970 KFEL SIGs are an example of what we mean by being on the edge of the gray line. The effects of nighttime signals coming from behind us while they came in through the gray zone. And 980 was an example of our omnidirectional pickup, two stations, Richfield, Utah, and Glenwood Springs, Colorado, in a mix that's there most of the day and is a bit rare for daytime catches. In the next short segment, we hear stations from Colorado, Utah, Kansas, and California. This sort of reception would only be possible in a low-noise environment.
Register now so you can have a real conversation with an adult. Go to familylife.com/weekend or call 1-800-FL-TODAY.
Thanks for listening to Denver's Christian Station, 990 KRKS Denver, a service of Salem Communications.
SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Your radio station, you're the one who makes this ministry possible. Immaculate Heart Radio, proud to be your local Catholic station.
KIHU, Tooele, Immaculate Heart Radio.
So please pray together with me, our EWTN family prayer.
3223 or DaveRamsey.com.
We've been doing farm radio for so long, we forgot what it's like to do anything else. The farm powerhouse in five states. 1030, KBUS, Holcomb, Garden City.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Avila.
KCBR 1040, Monument, Colorado Springs. Vida 1040, vive la música que toca tu corazón. Y el mensaje que cambia tu vida. 1040 AM.
One of the best organizations out there in the country is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Now they're for this as well. The Radio Colorado Network. KRCN Longmont.
Denver, KKKK, Colorado Springs.
Hi, it's Roger Quittlebaugh. Since 1992, I've been the proud owner of Rock and Rogers Mobile DJ Service.
KSLL Price, Main Street in the morning, and country classics all day. 1080 KASL.
I love little baby devil.
Aurora, Denver. María, María, siempre romántica.
...621-2346. That's 621-2346. Clear Channel cares about our community.
America's first commercial Christian radio station, KRDU, Dinuba, Fresno, Visalia, 1130 AM. Online at KRDU1130.com.
Now streaming live online.
Should Christians keep the Jewish Day of Atonement?
Whoa, that last one, 1130, was totally not expected, though if you look at the NRC pattern book, there isn't much around here on that channel, 1130. So it's a nice gray line catch for our daytime antenna. So was Garden City, Kansas. KBUF has to be the distance winner today, a bit over 500 miles from a 2,500-watt stick. A couple of other notes on what we just heard. The 1010 station ID that sounded like Two Wheel is, in fact, Two Wheel, Utah, just west of Salt Lake City. The Radio Colorado chain ID was for KRCN Longmont on 1060.
You know, sitting out here in the eastern part of Utah and just twiddling with the knobs on the radio can get to be a bit boring, so every so often we need a break.
So what's happening over here?
Well, we obviously have a lopsided balloon. It's a balloon that's, it's kind of the elephant man of balloons.
But explain.
Well,
what we're doing. Mr.
Baumgartner is going to try and fly a balloon with wire, and it's approximately, I'd say, 2.5 feet in a very lopsided diameter. And the question is how high will it fly, and will it actually be an antenna?
And if it is, if you get it up there,
radio history will be made.
And it's the idea, what's your goal, 1,000 feet?
Our goal is to stop the presses at Radio World.
Okay.
We want some guy to go running into the press room here in 20 minutes saying, oh, my God, the world has changed.
What we were trying to do was float a 1,000-foot vertical antenna. The balloon went on its merry way, all right, pulling the copper up. But once it reached a significant altitude, the helium inside the balloon did what helium is supposed to do. You'll hear the explosion.
Oh, hang on.
And so much for that project. Skipping nearby KNZZ in Grand Junction on 1100, we slide up to KGEM 1140 in Idaho, then KNRV in Denver, then to 1190. The 1190 cut starts with Denver, no legal ID, just a bunch of school kids playing radio. You can almost smell the doobies. And after some worthless nonsense, the signal fades out and New Mexico comes up. This is a daytime crossfade.
331-1301 or MetroExpressCarWash.com.
This broadcast of the Bishop Kelly Football on KGEM is proudly sponsored by Tom Scott Toyota in Nampa. This is 1140 KGEM, Salt and Light Radio.
Con 10.000 watts de potencia. Una estación de radio inteligente con talentos independientes. Esta es la 1150 AM.
La 1150 AM.
He could have told me he was going to be here, but he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Son of a...
But Aaron and Dustin showed up. What's up, dude?
Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Wait, doesn't need some light here.
This one.
Is that one on?
Hey, just hanging out.
You know, 1190 celebrates. No, they don't.
No, we celebrate
Jesus.
Just a few more today, and then we'll step back. 1230, nearby Grand Junction. 1250 is Roosevelt, Utah. 1280, a 50-kilowatt pounder from Salt Lake City, 200 miles away, doing a chain break for their simulcast stations. And 1300 is Fox, Colorado. 5 kilowatts. If you can catch their throwaway ID, you'll hear KCSF, Colorado Springs.
5-hour energy drink. This thing tastes like, well, rats, you know what. Stay with us.
I don't even have my driver's license here.
This show is brought to you by NutritionMarket.com. More compelling talk is only on Talk Radio 1230, KEXO Grand Junction, broadcasting from the NickelAndNickAds.com studio.
CNN Radio, I'm April Williams.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Earl, the Hawkeye Hawkins, bringing you all the action of Union High Sports. AM 1250, KNEU, Roosevelt, Vernal, Duchesne.
ABC News Now, I'm Daria Albinger, the
800-787-2203. I'm Rob Briscoe on the ice. They're at the end of one. Red Wings and Sharks tied at two as the Sharks lead that series 1-0. That's being played in NorCal.
And wonder, gee, what can I say that might be funny, that's not going to be funny, but on this radio station, because I work dirt cheap, and I will undercut everybody, and I suck. Here's the spot.
It's called live radio, dude. Check this.
We are Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, everybody, listen up.
Time for a quick 60-second update.
Fox Sports News, go now.
Back to the show.
That's what people need to know.
We're not going anywhere, so why should you?
Let's start the freak at that.
HD1, Colorado Springs.
This is the Sports Animal 1300, where Colorado Springs comes to play with the Sky Sox all season long.
Fox Sports News, go now.
Go!
Which brings us to the end of our rope. And Fred's given us plenty today. We'll slip back in here next month to put a wrap on daytime signals in this part of the West. And if time permits, we'll get to brag a bit about some long-distance nighttime catches. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service, hoping to get over this cold. We'll see you in a month. Until then, good listening, DXers.
NBC Radio, news on the hour, brought to you by Cools, America's most refreshing cigarette. The cigarette with mild menthol for that clean, cool taste. Now here is Frank Burkholzer, NBC News.
NBC management announces that an unauthorized strike against radio and television networks continue, but normal programming is being maintained by supervisory personnel. President Eisenhower has vetoed a bill which would have taken away from the Secretary of Agriculture his power over REA loans. He said it would have marked a major retreat from sound administrative policy.
It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Neil Strauser. Secretary of State George Shultz's Mideast Peace Shop.
This, or pardon me, keep listening to ABC.
See you again next week.
This is the ABC Radio Network.
Oh, did you see today's Wall Street Journal trying to cheer itself up? Reports on the lady who was shopping for a frilly nightgown as a birthday present for her pet poodle. They didn't have any, but the store clerk said, if you'll measure the dog, we'll have one made. And the lady said, oh, I couldn't do that. I want it to be a surprise. Page two.
Oh.
one of the...
You know that lady you called yesterday?
Yeah, which one?
About selling the home to?
Oh, yeah.
When my husband came home, he told me, guess who Dick Person called today? And I said, oh, some lady. I said, he was trying to sell her a house with a horse in a bowling alley. Come to find out, I know the lady.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.